Joining us now is Constance Stelzenmüller, foreign policy and security editor at Die Zeit. She joins us by phone from Cologne, Germany. How did people in Germany react to the tone of the president's State of the Union address?
Well, it's a little early at this point because most people were sleeping fast when the president spoke here. It was at 3 o'clock tonight. I stayed up, of course, and listened to it. But this was way past the paper's deadlines, so people have only been hearing about it in the radio. But the administration has said it will produce proof, and it is willing still to work with the Security Council. All of that is still good news.
What kind of evidence will they have to produce when the Security Council convenes to move Germany closer to their position?
Well, I'm inclined to quote the Russian ambassador to the Security Council, Mr. Lavrov, who said it in one word, convincing. Most governments in Europe are perfectly aware that Saddam is a very dangerous man. He's invaded a neighboring country. He's gassed and murdered his own people. He's amassed weapons of mass destruction before. Given clear, incontrovertible proof that he is planning to do this again, I think most European governments would say, well, we would be on your side, except the Germans, who have said, proof or no proof, Security Council resolution or no resolution, we are not joining the war.
How did people in Germany react to the rhetoric in the president's speech? He spoke almost of a manifest destiny. He spoke of the United States as a blessed country whose destiny is to liberate countries like Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yes, I'm always fascinated by this rhetoric. To those who don't know how natural it is for Americans to speak that way, the speech must have sounded a very strange note. And in fact, even to those who are familiar with this language, there was an undertone of almost religious hubris, a tone of, we know we're not wrong, we can't be wrong. And I think that is worrisome to all of us.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Constance Stelzenmüller is foreign policy editor with the German weekly Die Zeit.